Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studio. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. 5th Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock! That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
You know what I think I'm going to do then? Just for the hell of it.
Tell me.
I'm going to take this right foot, and I'm going to whop you on that side of your face. And you want to know something? There's not a damn thing you're going to be able to do about it.
Really?
Really?
You know the rules. It is Monday. I love Mondays. I just adore Mondays. We're back. Get to hang out for 3 hours. No guesting. No guesting on Mondays. We very rarely ever break that rule, other than here recently with Chris Landry. But we needed to. Yeah, we needed to. And let me repeat something. I'm not going to do that on Mondays just because somebody lost their job. And we don't want anybody to have the misfortune of losing their job. But in that case with Coach O, Chris is there in Baton Rouge. He'd been on campus. He talked to all the parties. I thought, let's do it. But that won't happen. That very rarely will happen. And do not think that if somebody else loses their job that we're going to interrupt No Guesting Monday with some guest about it. That's not happening, okay? No. That is not happening. That's a very rare event. We will go years and not have a guest on Mondays. That is the rule. That will always be the rule. Hey, if you'd like to get in today, the F&M Bank Hotline, 615-844-5600. On Twitter, at Bill is King. You can email the show, BillIsKing7@gmail.com. Facebook, either Bill King, Bill is King, or The Bill King Show. They're all separate on there. I don't even ask. I don't know how that happened. I don't really even care. But that's where we're at on Facebook, if you'd like to check in. Let me also give you the week 9 OOP. Now, I had somebody over the weekend say, a longtime listener, say, Bill, what is OOP? Order of preference. It's mine. Yeah, it's my order of preference. Yours may be different. That's fine. I'm just giving you mine. This is the week 9 order of preference. Before we start looking back at week 8, I've got the Michigan and Sparty game in the one slot. Oh, another note. It's been years. You know who made the term Sparty a thing on the radio? Started calling them Sparty. You know who did that? The guy who's talking right now. That was me, yes. Michigan versus Sparty in the one slot. It's true. No, it's true. Two slot, I've got Penn State and the Bucks. I've had some complaints about this list. Again, just my list. It might not be your list. That's fine. But West Coast Sooner, Bill, the Knits just lost to Burke. Fine. I don't care if they just lost to Bishop Sycamore. They're in the two slot. Knits versus the Bucks. I've got two. I've got the cocktail party in Duval County, number 3. I had some people say, Bill, that should be in the one slot. Well, talk to Florida about that. There's a reason that game isn't in the one slot, and it would be Hogtown. The school in Hogtown would be the reason why that game's not in the one slot right now. Don't come to me for that one. That's not my fault. I didn't tell Dan Mullen to not tweak the defense. I didn't tell Dan Mullen to be so stubborn he won't make changes. I didn't tell Dan Mullen to not recruit like your Florida. Those weren't my ideas. So that's why they're in the three slot. I've got Baby Kiff against War Damn Eagle. Matt Corral was playing. I did not buy. Now, obviously, I think he was beat up. 30 carries against Tennessee. I acknowledge he was pretty beat up. Also, a rolled ankle on top of that. Dude comes out there and plays as reckless in the LSU game as previously, and he was good at it. Reckless is not negative in this moment. It's what he does. And he came out and looked like he didn't have an ache or a pain in his life. Obviously, he did, but I got Baby Kiff, War Damn Eagle, and in the five slot, I've got the God Squad. That would be Notre Dame. Did you see them beat Southern Cal Saturday night? That incredible Southern Cal team dominated them. Well, maybe not incredible, but they did win the game. I've got the God Squad versus Mac Brown in the five slot. So there you go. There is the Week 9 OOP. I'll do this. And we've got 3 hours to go into Week 8, and we're going to do that. Obviously, let me take a call early on, just right out of the gate on this Monday edition to the Rocket City. If you don't know what that is, that's Huntsville, the Rocket City, Huntsville, Alabama. Hey, John, what's up?
Hey, Bill.
Good morning, sir.
Apologize for calling so early, but I've got nothing to do. I blew a trailer tire here south of Bristol, Tennessee, so I'm on the side of the road waiting on my help.
Man, you're over there. You're almost in Virginia. You're so far up in East Tennessee.
Yeah, in fact, I left. I was north of Roanoke this morning when I got up about 2 in the morning to head to Chattanooga for delivery, but looks like it's going to be late.
So you blew a tire. Now, are those the double tires, though, on the back end or what?
Yeah, the tandem. Yeah, it's on the trailer. Yeah.
So if you blow one of those, do you have to stop or can't you keep going or what?
Well, yeah, they don't recommend it. What I did, and I drove about another mile to the Kingsport, Johnson City exit, and got off one of the ramps and pulled over to the side where it's safe.
And those are 18 wheelers, right?
Yes. Yeah, 18 wheelers.
But if one of them goes down, they recommend pull over and don't go further until you get it fixed. I did not know that.
That's right. That's right. And seeing, I got a heavy load right now, so
if I was trying
to drive much more, I could have blew another tire.
Ooh,
weight distribution on it.
Not good. So, yeah, not good.
No, it's going to run me about $400, $450 just to get this one fixed, so I don't need to double that.
I hear you. Yeah. So what's up, man? Yeah. Sorry about that.
Man, it's all right. You know, I tried to get in Friday. You was talking about the Tennessee-Alabama rivalry. And I won't be long because I know it's last week's news. But I grew up northeast of Huntsville, about 20 miles actually from Huntland, Tennessee, which is the actual hometown of Johnny Majors and his brothers.
Right.
So when me and my dad, he hated Tennessee, or not hated them. Yeah, he hated them more than he did Auburn. Because there was such a big rivalry back in the day.
There was a time where you could legitimately, or let me say, I could legitimately come on this show and at least debate that Alabama-Tennessee was more heated than Alabama-Auburn. It's not anymore. It hadn't been for a long time. But there was a point in history where that was a legitimate debate.
It absolutely was. And, you know, and there for a while, you never knew. Just kind of a flip of the coin who was going to win before the game. And, you know, but yeah, I grew up in Tennessee being a big rivalry. And I'll say this, and I'll let you go. When Josh Heupel was first hired, I thought, well, 3 years from now, Tennessee will be paying off another coach. Well, buddy, I'm wrong. That team, he don't have much depth, but the players he puts on the field are physical. They get after you, and he's going to stretch the field on you. There's just no doubt about it. So I think Tennessee's, they got him a coach.
I saw what you saw. Tennessee did not have near enough roster to hang in there, but they did as well as they could do in that game. I really think so.
Yeah, they did. It was very competitive, especially the first half. But you could tell toward the end of the third quarter and fourth quarter, because Alabama controlled the time of possession, you could see the defense for Tennessee getting really tired.
Oh, yeah.
And plus, they had a lot of injuries, you know, during the game, so that didn't help none. But, yeah, Tennessee's got them a real coach, and that's better for the SEC when Tennessee's good, in my opinion. So, but, Bill,
John,
I appreciate it, bud. I'll let you go. Have
yep.
a good day.
All right. Good luck to you today, bud. Thank you.
Thank you.
There you go. Yeah, I watching that game, I don't know what else Tennessee could do. Here's what we've got. Here's our roster. Throw the depth chart down on the 50, and we can only last so long. I thought they played well. And that minus 25, I know on Friday, I didn't look Saturday morning. Alabama was favored by, what, 25 and a half? They actually covered. Yeah, actually covered. That last touchdown, actually, they did. They did. They did. I don't know what more they could have done. Alabama looked good. Buckeyes and IU, Buckeyes are still peaking. Yeah, Buckeyes are playing very good ball. Georgia not playing. Yeah, Georgia off. I thought the LSU Ole Miss game would be close. And it might have been early. It wasn't after that. Ole Miss dominated. I tell you what, Baby Kiff, like him or don't like him, Baby Kiff is doing a hell of a job in Oxford, Mississippi. You may think he's still a spoiled brat. You may not like him. You may think he's brash. You may not like his attitude. That's your prerogative. I'm telling you, Baby Kiff is ascending rapidly with the job he's doing down in Oxford, Mississippi. I don't know that there's a job he'll take. I'm not suggesting he's leaving. I'm just saying that resume is getting very fancy. That resume for Baby Kiff, y'all, is getting more expensive. Yeah, Baby Kiff is banking right now. Big time. Baby Kiff is stacking money on top of each other as we're sitting here witnessing it. There's the first break. There's the music. Balls of Steel. Don't post them yet. Wait. Wait till we get there. Balls of Steel, hour number 3. Omni, Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Accident with injuries out here on 440 eastbound. It's going to be over near Hillsboro Pike, right near 21st. Give yourself extra time over there. 440 westbound. Also, they're talking about a wreck at the 65 split. With this weather moving through the area, it's going to be a wild one, so give yourself extra time. Dickerson Pike at Doverside was still blocked on the scene of that earlier wreck. Gatlinburg Wine Cellar, home of the world-famous cotton candy wine. Log on today, GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
You have a vision. We have the financing to make it happen. At Wilson Bank and Trust, we have the resources that individuals, families, and businesses need to grow and achieve their goals. As an independent local community bank, we're able to provide loans with great rates, fast decision-making, and personal service from one of our local friendly lenders. We believe in the power of possibility. It's why we say yes more often. Wilson Bank and Trust, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Locksmith Company, our full-service locksmithing expert, is reminding motorists to slow down on our roadways, keep an eye out for kids at play, and never text and drive. This message is from The Locksmith Company. For all your residential, commercial, or automotive locksmithing needs, call today for a free estimate or 24/7 emergency service at 931-801-5427. That's 931-801-5427. And visit thelsco.com. The Locksmithing Company.
Before you know it, the holiday season will be upon us, so it's time to start planning. If you're having a holiday party or event this year, then you should consider the Omni Nashville Hotel. Have a festive holiday party for your company, family, or friends at the most luxurious location in Music City. All your guests will experience the award-winning service from their well-trained, courteous staff at the Omni Nashville Hotel. Rooms that are second to none, and venues that will be the envy of all your guests. For smaller gatherings, reserve the private dining room inside Kitchen Notes. For a fun party atmosphere, consider Bar Lines. And for high-end corporate entertaining, choose Bob's Steakhouse. You can't go wrong when you book your party at the Omni Nashville Hotel. For more information or inquire about availability, just call 615-782-5333. That's 615-782-5333. The Omni Nashville Hotel, Music City's holiday party destination.
It's the Bill King Show.
Whoever gets hired at any school, the fan base is immediately hypnotized. Once that guy stands at the podium and he says, go team, and here's the way it's going to be, and I'm a winner, the fans automatically just melt. They could hire a guy you've never heard of from a different planet. And once that guy's done at the podium, you'd say, there it is. Happens every time.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
College sports. Bill King knows a few things.
Sir, I have to ask you to pee in this cup.
Jim Wilco down in Oka. Lovely Boca, Raton, Florida. Good morning, Bill. Good vibes this morning. A tip of the cap to Tennessee fans who went an entire Saturday without throwing any trash. Well played for the Pumpkins. Hashtag let's go, y'all. LGY. That's going to be a hashtag we popularize. I can promise you that. Allen in Tampa. Bill, Clemsoning is back. Beat the hell out of Dr. Dabo. Noles get Dabo Swinney. They just lost to Pittsburgh. Clemson is worrying me. Is this just a one-year dip, or is this the end of the run? Now, people have tried that with Alabama, and they were wrong. People always try that with Nick Saban in Alabama, and they're wrong every time. They tried that in 2002. Alabama wins the next two national championships. You cannot do that with Alabama. Even if they dip some, you cannot make that your wish as, I think, Bill, this may be permanent. You're mistaken if you do that. I don't know that I afford Clemson. Well, I don't. The same gratitude. Clemson looks broken, particularly offensively. DJ Uiagalelei got benched, by the way, in that Pitt game. And they're messed up. Clemson is just freaking broken. And I really thought with Clemson that this would just continue. See, this is bad for the ACC, too. The ACC is not a very good league. And you had Clemson there that could prop you up. Now you don't even have that. You may be, if you're the ACC, this could never happen in the SEC. You may be looking at Wake Forest as your ultimate champion. Now, again, I'm not here to try and demean the Clawfins. He's doing a good job there. He's doing a very good job in Winston-Salem. But if you are a Power 5 league, you cannot have a no-brand win your league and then claim you're okay. Everything's just fine. You can't have that. As much as I want to compliment Wake Forest, and I'm trying. I'm not trying to be mean, demeaning to Wake Forest. I'm not. But you cannot have a no-brand, no-name win your league and then suggest, well, we're fine. Everything's good. Yeah, that's parity, Bill. That's all good. No, it isn't. Your brand names suck. That's your problem. Your brand names cannot suck, and then you claim your league's okay. Don't try it. That's not a legit, in front of a courtroom, in front of a judge, argument. You can't do it. That could never happen in the SEC. If that happens in the SEC, you might as well just shut down college football. It's not the same. Now, I know a lot of you say, Bill, I love the parody, man. I love it. Look, if that's what you like, fine. Don't sell me that it's exciting Wake Forest may represent the ACC. Don't sell that to me. That's not exciting. Would you rather me talk about Wake Forest or Alabama? Wake Forest or Ohio State? Wake Forest or Oklahoma? By the way, Oklahoma got a very slow start against Kansas. And they were actually down at halftime, 10-7. Caleb Williams was not playing well. But they never replaced him with Spencer Rattler. And second half, he played well. That actually was a, you know, we always talk about failing forward. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with failure as long as you fail forward. Failure actually is an incredible lesson. Failure is actually a better lesson many times than winning. Because sometimes if all you're doing is winning, you're not learning what went wrong. You're not fixing stuff because you may have the illusion of winning, even though there are some problems, right? Failure teaches you things. Caleb Williams, the first half, struggling against Kansas. And I'm a big fan of Lance Leipold, who's the Kansas coach. I don't think you can get much done at Kansas in general. History tells us that, but he is a very good coach. What he gets done there remains unclear. But they're a tough, hard-playing ball team. They just don't have players. But they hung in there. It was only 10-7 at half. Actually, Kansas up, and then Oklahoma took over. By the way, you could have gotten Oklahoma at halftime for the second half. I think it was minus 7.5. And I saw Dave Portnoy, Barstool, and he said, this is the lock. This is the absolute lock. If they would let me bet $4 million on this, I'd do it. Of course, they won't let you get that kind of bet, I don't think, but he said, I do. No, I absolutely would do if they let me. Anyways, what did it turn out to be? 35-17 or something? So Boomer Sooner rolling on. Oklahoma State, compliment them. Yeah, that Penn State game with Illinois. Now, and Aliquippa Bob, let me bring him in here. Welcome in, Aliquippa Bob, down in Tampa, St. Pete area. The game went to 9 overtimes. Now, remember, in overtime number 3, it becomes 2-point conversions only. So it's not equivalent. We had the Ole Miss-Arkansas game 20 years ago in 01. That went 7 legit overtimes. Just 2 years ago, we had that A&M-LSU game that went 7. But we've never had a FBS game go more than 7. This one went 9, but it was 2-point conversions. Not full 25-yard line and end drives. But Aliquippa Bob, welcome in. What's up?
Hey, Bill. I tell you, I think that was the ineptitude bowl. watching that travesty.
That was tough. And first, yeah, that was tough.
I gotta congratulate Illinois. Your coach came in. By Lima came in with a great game plan. He threw an 8 and 9 man offensive line, quarterback, a running back, maybe a fullback. No wideouts at Penn State. He didn't throw the ball much, and he just pounded the line. And he knew Penn State's interior defensive line and right defensive end. You know, they were very weak there with injuries. And, Bill, I tell you what, we got outcoached and beat with a high school game plan. And those injuries for Penn State are not an excuse, because if we'd had our starters in there, Bill, I still think, on defense anyway, I still think the result would have been the same. And I don't know. You know, Franklin, you got to go and stop putting your name out there and try. You and Brent Pry try to coach some football. Because, you know, Bill, I used to watch a lot of high school football. They need to get a hold of Don Yanessa at Aliquippa High School, and he'll tell them how to adjust the defense on the field. Because when someone would do that against Aliquippa, they would run, all the kids would run up into position, and they would plug the gaps, and they would cause one big massive mass of humanity in the middle of the field, and they put a stop to that stuff instantly. And, you know, the reason I'm calling to complain this morning, Bill, is I was appalled by what Franklin said in his press conference after the game. He comes on after the game and says that he played players who didn't practice. And, Bill, I don't know if you got to see the game, but there's no way Sean Clifford should have been on that field.
No, I had it on.
He couldn't throw the ball accurate. Go ahead.
No, I had it on.
Yeah, he couldn't throw the ball accurately, Bill, more than, 15 yards? And you mean to tell me, coming off a 2-week break, you have two reserve quarterbacks, you have Taquan Roberson. Okay, if you lost confidence in him, you have a 4-star quarterback, a true freshman, who participated in the Elite 11. You mean you have 2 weeks and you can't find 10 to 12 plays for that kid to run so that you can stretch the field a little bit, so that you can do something with the ball offensively? You put a crippled quarterback in there, and then you come out and you say he gave you the best chance to win. Bill, it's going to take a long time to convince me that. I'm not in practice. I'm not there every day watching these kids play or practice. Franklin might be right, but come on. You let kids play that didn't practice. I mean, what kind of message are you sending to the players, the reserve players that practice for 2 weeks? And I'm just sitting here, Bill, when he said that, my first thought was, well, why wouldn't you let the players who practice start the game? I mean, you're playing Illinois, and they're not a brand name. They're not a powerhouse here. Why wouldn't you let those kids play, start the game? And then if they're not doing the job, take them out. I just don't get it, Bill. I mean, I sat there and I watched it. And about the middle of the third quarter, I realized Penn State was going to lose this game. I mean, there was no run blitzing, no gap blitzing, no stuff on the line. I mean, it took them 3 quarters to figure out to move a hat to the outside offensive line player so that they could stop Illinois from running around the corner for big gains. It's high school football, Bill. Franklin got beat with a high school football game plan. So I just, you know, Bill, where do you go? I don't think they're going to go into Columbus, you know, do anything against Ohio State. I mean, Clifford better be more than healthy to beat Ohio State out there or even play with Ohio State. I just don't agree with you on your having them as the number 2 OOP this week, because I think it's going to be a rout. The way things are looking right now.
Yeah, but OOP doesn't mean best games. It just means my interest level.
Yeah, I guess. I guess I could see that. It is going to be interesting for about the first quarter or so. But I mean, Illinois had to give Franklin and Brent Pry a game ball inside the locker room. I'm telling you, Bill, I haven't seen a travesty like that in a long, long time. And the worst part of it is, Bill, the worst part of it is that Illinois runs for almost 360 yards. They throw for 38 yards. and they still only score 14 points. 14 points, Bill, and they pummeled our defense the entire day. I mean, they had control of the game from start to finish. And Penn State couldn't find a way to score points. I mean, they got a soft, cheesy offensive line. They're trying to man block out of a sitting stance or out of a two-point stance, or run block rather than a man block, but run block. And it's just a travesty. So I don't know what else to say, Bill. I was really hoping this year that coaching staff was starting to turn things around, but this was an absolute joke, what I saw on Saturday. And I'm not a homer. I'm going to criticize Penn State when they deserve it. And believe me, Bill, we deserved it on Saturday.
So, all right, Bob. Stay in touch, bud.
All I got for you, bud. Take it easy.
Appreciate it. Yeah, that was for the nits, that was a buzzkill. That takes all the vibes out of the season and crushes them right there. It literally does. Positive vibes gone. Absolutely gone. Positive vibes devastated in that game. Down on the Emerald Coast, Georgia dog. Bill, I heard somebody say that Mullen is not allowed to recruit this year in person due to the show cause. Is that true? I don't think that's true. He was banned from off-campus recruiting in 2020 during the fall evaluation period, but it reads, and I was looking at this about a week ago, the language, and a four-day off-campus recruiting ban during the fall 2021 contact period. A four-day off-campus recruiting ban during the fall 2021 period. Four days is not significant. And I know Georgia Dog's a Georgia fan, but that's not a reason, and Georgia Dog's not suggesting this, but that's not a reason why Mullen is a lazy recruiter. Mullen is a lazy recruiter because he's a lazy recruiter. There's no other way to put it. No other way. Rod, a Buckeye in Texas. Hey, Bill. How do you go through 9 overtimes and hit the over? Hit the under. Because it's no longer the same. Once you get to overtime number 3, you're just running from 2-point conversion land, and you can only score 2 points. It's not like prior. That Ole Miss Arkansas game that went 7, or the A&M LSU game a couple of years ago went 7 overtimes. That means you have the potential of scoring. Heck, if you went for 2 every time, you don't have to. Actually, you did. You did back then. But you could score touchdowns. You could score, 50 more points back then. Can't do that now. I actually don't like when they change rules a lot, whatever it might be in college football. This rule I actually like because it's so dangerous for the defense. Defense might as well not be on the field when you're playing that many overtimes. To me, you're getting really dangerous there. And I'm not a big targeting guy, but I don't dislike that rule as much as a lot of people do. Shockingly. All right, we'll get the break.
Good morning. Watching traffic on the increase out here in the rain. Give yourself extra time. We've already had a couple of accidents. A couple over on 440 near the 65 split, also close to Hillsboro Pike. They're not causing backups, but we're seeing a lot of standing water out here on main and secondary routes as traffic volume increases down through Mount Juliet. That was a wreck 40 eastbound near the Mount Juliet exit a few minutes ago out in that section of Wilson County. Gatlinburg Wine Cellar, home of the world-famous cotton candy wine. Log on to GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck, you're on time traffic.
You have a 90% chance of surviving a lightning strike. You have a 98% chance of surviving a shark attack. You have a 99% chance of surviving a snake bite. but you only have a 50% chance of surviving a crash if you aren't wearing a seatbelt. Your truck may be tough, but a seatbelt makes it tougher. Buckle up in your truck. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. That's 800-806-9554.
Hey Nashville, get ready to party Smashville style. On February 26th, the Nashville Predators will make history with the first ever outdoor NHL game in Tennessee as they host the 2022 Navy Federal Credit Union NHL Stadium Series. The Preds will take on the back-to-back Stanley Cup champion Tampa Bay Lightning in front of 70,000 rockin' fans. Visit nhl.com/stadium-series-tickets.
This is the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show.
Ted Lange with us.
I hate to keep bringing up Love Boat questions, but I have so many.
Go.
So, did you actually know how to bartend before you got the part of Isaac on the Love Boat?
I didn't know anything. You can see that I'm sticking umbrellas into blended drinks.
Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton. WNSR. Nashville Sports Radio.
If there's a drama stream anywhere in college sports, the Bill King Show is there to break it down.
What if I told you the head football coach at the University of Florida is being considered for the role of Cousin Eddie in the new National Lampoon's Vacation 2 movie? What if I told you his wife has kissed on more Florida players than Candy Fisher? What if I told you the first thing he bought after getting his new contract was a studio-quality Chewbacca mask? ESPC 30 for 30 presents Dan Mullen, the Darth Gator.
Kip in Washington, D.C. Bill Mullen self-imposes recruiting restrictions all the time. That show cause is just a convenient excuse. Yeah, Mullen probably, as lazy as he is recruiting, he probably went to the NCAA and said, hey, do me a favor. This is a really good idea. Hit me with a show cause, and that way I'll have an excuse. I can be lazy in recruiting, but I can always point to the show calls. See, I was working really hard, and I kind of bent the rules. I was working so hard at recruiting, y'all, that I bent the rules, and the NCAA had no choice but to take a hard-working, hard-recruiting, always-chasing Johnny Five-Star coach and parked me. Said, show calls. You are not going to go out there and outwork everybody and then kind of sneak around and talk to players when you're not supposed to. So we're going to hit you with a show calls. So Gator fans, in my heart, I was doing what I thought was right. I was working hard for you. And they got me. The law, the cops, the fuzz, the police, they got me. I was doing it for you. Allen in Tampa, Bill, Cousin Eddie is not allowed to in-home recruit because he has no personality. part of that's true. Jim Wilco down in Boca. Bill, as a Gator fan, I was going to speak on a coach whose team was in the top 10, lost head-scratching games, and doesn't recruit at an elite level, but enough of James Franklin already. Actually, James Franklin is a much better recruiter than Dan Mullen. Now, they just lost Illinois. I understand that part, but no, recruits love James Franklin. He's good. He's good. Now, again, that you got to do. Recruiting big names is very important. What you do with them, though, is also highly important. And this theory that all you got to do is go get them and throw them out of roster is the silliest, most amateurish, which a lot of hosts that claim to know some college football think is the case. That is not the case. Okay? What you do with them when you get them is maybe more important. Getting them is incredibly important. How you develop them, how you allocate them, how you use them to win games, how you train them, how you discipline them, the locker room atmosphere, all of that stuff matters. People act like that's just kind of, you just take that for granted. No. Do not take that for granted. All of that stuff is highly important. Jim up in Ramsey, New Jersey. Good morning, sir. Good to have you here.
Hey, good morning, Bill. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
I went up to the Army Wake Forest game, and I have to say, it was like going to a fast break basketball game. Wake Forest scored on every possession in the whole game. But I think their offense is phenomenal, Wake Forest. It's their defense. I mean, when Army's putting up 59 points or whatever they put up, and that's like a freaking red flag right there. And one of my friends coaches defense at Wake Forest, so I don't want to bash them too much. But, I mean, their offense is fantastic. But their defense is, that's going to be Wake Forest's problem.
They put up, what was it, 79 to 50-something or whatever it was in the ballgame?
Bill, they scored on every possession. But I have to say, I have to give, here's Army, a running team, scored 59 points or whatever they scored. It was like an obscene number. You would have thought it was like the old run and shoot days or something, and we're talking Army.
Yeah, I just looked. It was 70 to 56. Wow.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, for Army to score 56 points is freaking just crazy.
You realize Wake gets Duke next. They may score 100.
What is the pontiff? Is he not holding it up down there at Duke these days? I haven't been following.
No. At Duke, his roster does what Duke's rosters always do, and that's turns downward. And he's got a miserable roster. Cut is not, even though he was very instrumental in getting both the Mannings, Peyton and Eli, Cut's not a dynamic recruiter. And Duke, if you peak and have some good years like he's had, it's not going to maintain.
Bill, did you see, do you think Ole Miss watched Arch Manning? I mean, I know it was, they were celebrating Eli, but they went all in.
Yeah, I don't know if Arch ends up there, but why not? I mean, I don't know of a quarterback playing better than Matt Corral right now.
Yeah. Well,
all right, Jim.
Have a good one, Bill.
All right, you too, bud. Be safe out there, man. Got to get another break. Balls of Steel, hour number 3. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. We see this car up against the wall here on 40 eastbound near Donaldson Pike over here near the airport. Trying to clear that earlier crash out there on 40 east near the Mount Juliet exit. With this rain in the area, starting to slow down the interstate pretty good now as we check it out live on 24 westbound. Coming past Harding Place. A couple of wrecks earlier over there on 440 westbound near the 65 split. Ripley's Aquarium. Sleep with the sharks. Check it out at Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Brent Musburger's Action Update for WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio. Simple Green is perfect for making your auto, RV, cycling, boating, and other sporting equipment look like new. Visit them at simplegreen.com.
NFL Week 8, the Titans, after blowing out the Chiefs, open as a 2.5-point underdog on the road against the Indianapolis Colts. Two title bouts at UFC 267 Saturday. Jan Blachowicz minus 275 against Glover Teixeira at plus 210 for the light heavyweight title. Piotr Jan minus 250 for the interim bantamweight belt against Corey Sandhagen at plus 200. The World Series starts tomorrow. The American League champion Astros minus 150 to defeat the Braves in the World Series. The series starts tomorrow night in Houston. The Astros minus 128 on the money line in Game 1. Atlanta plus 118, the over-under 8.5. For VSIN.com, I'm Trey Westerberg, Nashville Sports Radio.
Award-winning Davidson Reserve Whiskey is the truest expression of what originally inspired Pennington Distilling Company, based in Nashville, to open a distillery in 2011. It's a reflection of Tennessee heritage that connects Tennessee to a long and storied history of distilling alcohol. Each expression is mashed, distilled, aged, and bottled right on site. Davidson Reserve takes pride in our craft, and we are honored to share it with you. Pick up a bottle of one of our award-winning Davidson Reserve whiskeys from your local retailer today. Award-winning Davidson Reserve Tennessee Whiskey is one of the world's first chances to experience and taste a small batch craft Tennessee whiskey. Taste this locally distilled, aged, and bottled spirit today. Award-winning Davidson Reserve Tennessee Whiskey.
Tri-State Forecast.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Showers, possibly a thunderstorm. Highs today around 71. Cloudy for tonight. Lows dipping into the mid-40s. Sunshine for Tuesday, high 65. Tuesday night, partly cloudy, 46. For Wednesday, mostly sunny. Highs near 71. Utilizing the resources of the Weather Bug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, this is Rocky.
Sports Radio WNSR.
When it comes to the college football playoff, he's for exclusion, not inclusion. It's Bill King.
Hey, bring your ass on. Bring your ass on, you little sissy blue shirt.
Balls of Steel, hour number three, West Coast Sooner out in Los Angeles. Bill, that Oklahoma-Kansas game, and you had a fourth down conversion where the running back handed the ball after he looked stopped, but handed the ball off to Caleb Williams, or Caleb Williams took it from him, however it happened. You all probably saw it, or at least you saw the replay. A lot of people said that's illegal. You can't do that. Incorrect. If you're behind the line of scrimmage, that is just a handoff. Now, you cannot have ever been in the neutral zone. Obviously, you can't be beyond the line of scrimmage. But as long as both those bodies are behind the line of scrimmage, that is not an illegal play. Now, you may say they should have stopped the play. Looked like forward progress had been determined by then, but they didn't. But the point is that play, it's very, I mean, you may not see that once every 10 years. But that was not an illegal play. People say it is, but it's not. Joe down in, Joe's in Boca too. Man, we're all over Boca. We may have to just, tell you what, tell them to send a property tax bill to me from Boca. I may have to pay some property taxes down there. We're all over Boca this morning. Joe, Bill, I got up a little late. Why is everybody talking about Mullen? No reason. Just mocking him. Just Dan Mullen has made himself an easy target. No reason. Nothing happened. He didn't fail on another recruiting excursion. He didn't screw up another game. He didn't get stubborn with his quarterbacks again. Nothing happened. It just came up. It somehow organically, Dan Mullen came up on the show. Taylor down in Georgia says, Bill, I hate it when I hear the term he's a good coach but not a great recruiter. Recruiting is 50% of your job as a coach in college. If you're not good at it, you're not good at your job. Well, good point. But when we talk about it here, I'm separating just the art forms. And Dan Mullen is better at X's and O's than he is recruiting. Yes, getting them is a big part of your job. Absolutely true. Yeah, absolutely true. But we can either talk about it as a whole, which is fair, or we can separate out the various job titles or descriptions and then pick them apart that way too. There's a couple ways you could do that, but point well taken. Yeah, point well taken there by Taylor. West Coast Sooner, Bill, Oklahoma is 8-0 for the first time since 04. Weird to say that, but 8-0 is 8-0. Championship November is around the corner. Four of our toughest games coming up will show the sodium pentothal. Yeah, folks, we are in the true sodium pentothal double jab season for college football. We're there. Between now and the end of November, we are going to carve out a lot of the truths as to who's what in college football. We're there. Yeah, we are absolutely there. And this weekend, we've got Michigan, Michigan State. That's a big matchup for the Big Ten East. And that will tell us a lot. It won't tell us everything, but it will start to tell us what the last regular season chapter of the book will read like. Johnny Vegas, Bill, the Michigan-Michigan State game may not be what we're all hoping for. And it's a tweet from somebody, Don, who says Michigan State is 7-0 against Northwestern, who's 3-4, Youngstown State, who's 2-4, Miami, 3-4, Nebraska, 3-5, Western Kentucky, 3-4, Rutgers, 3-4, and Indiana, 2-5. Good point. Good point. Yeah, good, well-taken point. But I'll say this. Sparty being undefeated still is a good look. It might not be against the teams that we talk about a lot on the show from time to time. It's still a good look. This game here, though, with this physical Michigan team, will begin to identify what we need from Sparty and Michigan, for that matter. Yeah, the sodium pentothal is coming. Karen says, Bill, that play of the OU game should have been blown dead. Perhaps so. Yeah, legit point. But it wasn't, and that's part of the debate. And then the other part is you can't hand it off forward like that. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. You never see that play, so it's confusing. And I don't think, obviously, Caleb Williams was just saying, hey, you're stopped. I'm going to grab this ball. Let me go. Hey, give it to me. I can lead forward and get this. That's a very rare play. I'm trying to think. I don't know if I've ever seen that done like that. any game. All these years, high school, junior pro, peewee ball, college pro, CFL, USFL, some quirky spring league. I don't know if I've seen that, but it is legal. If you're not going to blow it dead, that is legal. All right, hour two coming up. Hour three, Balls of Steel. Omni, Nashville Hotel.